Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida reported 738 new cases of coronavirus today and 5 more deaths. Late last week, Governor Ron DeSantis lifted most remaining coronavirus restrictions on businesses. NBC News is reporting that Dr. Anthony Fauci says Florida's full reopening of bars and restaurants is very concerning. He fears it will spark more coronavirus outbreaks. South Florida police and campaign officials say President Trump's former campaign manager, Brad Parscale, has been hospitalized after he threatened to harm himself. The Miami Herald reports 10 of his firearms were confiscated after his wife showed police bruises. A Newport Richey police officer who provided department information about Black Lives Matter protests to a Back the Blue activist is no longer employed by the city's police department. WMNF's Daniel Figueroa IV reports the officer gave the information to a man who posted a picture to Facebook while wearing military-style gear.
According to the Newport Richey Police Department, Corey Oliver is a former officer. City Manager Debbie Manns told WMNF his separation of service took place on September 16th. But Manns and Police Chief Kim Bogart won't say why he left the department or whether he was fired or resigned. Bill Duma, a Newport Richey activist and president of the Citizens Against Discrimination and Social Injustice, said the incident shines a bad light on Newport Richey's police and transparency could help.
There should be more transparency in the police department, absolutely. Because it gives the people in the community more respect for the police department instead of hiding things like this.
Whether Oliver was fired or allowed to resign, Dumas said, could be the difference between the end of his law enforcement career and his ability to serve elsewhere. Oliver attracted attention in early September after commenting on a post from Facebook user Jason Gator Guralny, owner of Gator Air Services in Port Richey. Guralny posted a photo of himself in military-style tactical gear, including pistols and an AR-15-style rifle, with a caption, "So BLM is bringing a bunch of people downtown NPR tonight. Hold on. Let me get dressed." He included hashtags #BackTheBlue and #BlackGunsMatter. He went on to comment, calling protesters pathetic freaks and saying he will show other communities on how to handle domestic terrorists as proud Americans. Oliver commented, saying they canceled tonight but will be doing silent protests tomorrow per my department's intel. Later commenting, "I work at NPR PD as an officer now." Black Lives Matter Pasco activist Marlo Jones.
What we're seeing with the police department and this carelessness, this disregard for life and protecting the people, you know, we just can't have it.
Jones spoke to Newport Richey's city council about Oliver during the September 15th council meeting, one day before Oliver's separation of service.
This is exactly what happened in Kenosha. These type of people posting these type of threats.
Jones was removed from the meeting and escorted out at the request of Mayor Rob Marlowe after going over his allotted 3 minutes of public comment time. Jones referred to the killing of 2 Black Lives Matter activists during protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin this summer by 17-year-old police supporter Kyle Rittenhouse. Rittenhouse shot the men with an AR-15-style rifle he wasn't legally allowed to carry or transport across state lines. After the shooting, police let Rittenhouse walk away. He was arrested the next day. Video from a Saturday Black Lives Matter protest in St. Petersburg shows a counter-protester pushing a marcher to the ground, then pulling a gun and aiming it at protesters. Earlier in the week, members of a law enforcement supporting motorcycle club that attends Black Lives Matter protests in Newport Richey threatened St. Pete protesters.
You should be scared. You should be real scared.
Newport Richey City Manager Debbie Manns said that is not the city's culture. She said city leadership recently had a meeting with protest leaders.
Well, I felt that it was a very good meeting, and at the conclusion of the meeting, we felt much better versed in the type of interest that were being promulgated by the group.
But Jones said he and other activists believe a problem still persists and want more done.
We are still worried. We need some type of outside independent investigation on not just Newport Richey Police Department, but any other department that is doing practices like that, where you have police officers giving out information, saying things that are putting people at jeopardy.
Mayor Rob Marlowe said council members do not comment on personnel matters. For WMNF News, I'm Daniel Figueroa IV.
A grand jury has indicted a Texas sheriff on charges accusing him of destroying or concealing video in an investigation into the death of Javier Ambler, a Black man who died in police custody last year. Williamson County records show Sheriff Robert Chody was booked into his jail today on a $10,000 bond. Williamson County prosecutors announced in June an investigation involving possible tampering with evidence following Ambler's death. The man died after Williamson County Sheriff's deputies repeatedly used stun guns on him despite his pleas that he was sick and could not breathe. Here's the weather tonight. Locally heavy thunderstorms are possible with overnight lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, breezy with thunderstorms likely in the morning and a chance of scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.